I don't know how to get used to this lingo that seems intimidated. You know, marketing, funnels, sales page, you know, sales copy, email marketing, content creation, all of these things are very intimidating. And they could be something that a lot of people will find it difficult to to digest and to actually say, oh yeah, I'm into marketing now, right? I mean, even for me, as much as I love marketing, and I was doing marketing without me knowing that I was doing marketing, I was productizing myself before I even knew that this was a concept that, you know, it's a term, right? I quite recently discovered this by just studying other people that I follow online, like Naval. All right, welcome to episode 73 of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode, my friend. Happy to have you here today. Today, we're going to be talking about productizing yourself and what exactly does that mean. If you're new to the podcast, my name is Daniel and I am a creative entrepreneur, musician, composer for media. I am also an educator, content creator, podcaster, YouTuber, and soon to be author. I'm writing my first book. And I'm very excited about this process of building a brand, building a business around you, around the things that you love. And it's the reason why this podcast was created. I got started as a composer, selling music online, as a stay-at-home dad trying to make ends meet. From there, I share my journey on YouTube. I built a small audience, pretty much just documenting my journey as someone who was trying to make it in the music licensing industry. And from there, I became an educator. I created a knowledge business. I became someone that's creating training programs, online courses, private membership, coaching programs around the music licensing industry. And I turned that into a business. From there, I got a lot of attention from composers and musicians themselves, funny enough. And I say funny enough because you can see a pattern here of asking me how I was creating these online courses and how can they possibly do the same thing since they already play an instrument, they already have some knowledge about certain things, and they would like to create an online course. Now online courses and selling your knowledge is not that, I'm going to say this, is not perceived anymore as a scam. It's not perceived as something dodgy. Is a legitimate way of learning. Knowledge is online everywhere, and you can invest in different platforms for that matter to learn pretty much everything that you're into. So if somebody wanted to learn about music licensing, then I will be someone to be considered, highly considered, because I'm in a very specific niche. And as I am recording this, my YouTube channel just reached 13,000 subscribers, which again is a very small YouTube channel, but I am specializing in a very specific niche, which is stock music. And I'm going to get to something here, so bear with me if you're not into the music at all and you don't care about music licensing. This is still relevant to you, but if you are following me from my stock music licensing brand, this you will definitely know what I'm talking about here, because it's the reason why I created this podcast. Pretty much just pulling the curtain and show you how I've built that brand and how I'm running that brand as we speak, really, and how you can do the same thing. So pretty much I just became someone that it was sharing that journey and that knowledge that I have with others and build an online course business, a knowledge business around that, right? So from there, obviously, like I mentioned, some of you guys actually that are listening were asking me how can I create an online course myself and how can I put myself out there and start teaching those steps, right? Which is, you know, it's pretty much there in the open anyways. People are seeing this out there, but we need mentors. We need people that have been there before and that are actually doing it and they have done it in order to learn. So I've been teaching a lot about creating content, about how to get your message out there, how to create a podcast, how to build a landing page, sales page, funnels, marketing, stuff that a lot of people feel uncomfortable with. And it's one of the reasons why I created the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast and my brand. And pretty much my website that bears my name, which is, this is pretty much my personal brand talking about mindset, business, and lifestyle, and the intersection of building a business around yourself. So if that resonates with you, then this is the podcast for you. You want to go and subscribe to my Forward Friday newsletter. Every single Friday, I send a newsletter with tips and strategies and tactics on how to get started in the online business world. And at any given week, I'm just sharing what I'm not only doing as an online entrepreneur, but as well books that I'm reading and everything in between that I have found online that I might consider that it could be helpful and inspiring to you. Because I am like you, I consume podcasts myself. So I'm always learning and listening to audiobooks. I'm reading quite a lot about different stuff, philosophy, creativity, business, marketing. I just feel that I am still in this journey of self-discovery, and I believe in personal development, and I believe a lot in mindset and the human potential for creating something that we have always wanted to create, but we're just not brave enough for whatever the reasons to just put it out there. Either we have insecurities, we might be suffering from imposter syndrome, we might feel that we're not capable of doing it because we're too old, too young, too ugly, too fat, too skinny, or whatever. And I want to share this with you, not only on this podcast episodes, but with my newsletter. It's something that is been going on for some time. I've been sending quite a lot of emails. When you run an online business, you send emails. That's the way the business is building. It's been built. It's not only through content and through online programs, but on email is the real determining factor when it comes down to running a successful business. So the newsletter is just a special place for me to communicate with you, my audience, and share something beyond a podcast episode, beyond a YouTube video. And it's just a nice curation of information that you can digest. Pretty much just go on your weekend with this email newsletters and just, you know, read them, and then maybe get a chance to not only listen to my latest podcast episode and my latest YouTube video, but as well stuff that I'm consuming myself. And I think that you might find it interesting too. And it's a reason why I created Forward Friday. I got the inspiration from some of my mentors that they've been doing something similar for years. And I thought that it would be really cool for me to do this as well. I got the idea mainly from Tim Ferriss, 5 Bullet Friday. And there's others that are doing the same thing, Pat Flynn and other you know, successful authors, like, for example, James Clear, as well with his newsletter. I forget what the newsletter is. I think it's 123 or something like that, or 321 newsletter. And they just sent a regular newsletter creating content in the form of a newsletter. So I thought it was a great thing for me to start with this particular brand. So go to Forward Friday. The link will be in the show notes anyways for you to go and check it out. Or you can go to my website as well, danielcarrizales.com, and you will find the Forward Friday email there that you can just subscribe to that. So you can get one Forward Friday email newsletter every single Friday. And I hope to connect with you there. Welcome to the episode, my friend. And the reason why I'm doing this, a particular episode about productizing yourself, is because I want to share my journey on how I am doing this, how I've done it, as you heard in the beginning of this episode, how I got started as a stay-at-home dad, musician, composer. That's my story. That's how I got started. And why productizing yourself? How can you turn your skills into a business? So first of all, you need to identify your skills. So this podcast episode is going to be very practical for you. And I want you to have some big takeaways from this and understand certain concepts and why this terminology and why I'm talking about this here today. Okay, so the first thing that you want to do in order to productize yourself and turn your skills into an online business is, number one, identify your skills and expertise. Okay, this is crucial. So for me, when I got started was music, but more specifically music licensing, because that's what I was doing at the time. Well, I'm still doing. And actually, I was just writing and composing and producing one track for my music licensing brand, which is just selling the music, okay? So my expertise is music licensing, but fast forward to today, now my expertise is business and branding, marketing, and all of this that I'm talking about here in the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. So it has evolved, right? But let's go to the beginning, and I guess the best way to tell you how you can do this for yourself is by identifying your own skills and expertise where you are right now. You don't know if you're going to go and evolve into something else like I did and like many people have done over the years, and develop a passion for something else as well. Like for me, talking about business and talking about this, where I'm talking here, productizing yourself, the one-person business, how can you build a brand around yourself is something that I'm truly passionate about. But the only reason why I'm passionate about is because I got started somewhere. So the first thing is identify your skills and expertise, whatever that is. It doesn't have to be in the creative industries, by the way. It could be anything. You could be in the fitness industry, right? But you need to identify those skills. And then if it's in the fitness industry, then the next question will be, how is this going to happen? Are you going to be teaching what exactly? Is it about weight training? Is it about running? Is it about, you know, there's so many things that you can go into. So again, the best way to break it down for you is, in my journey, I was in the music industry, but what exactly am I doing here? So I will go and say, well, I'm in the music licensing industry, but that's just not good enough, right? Yeah, I need to really zoom in. And the music licensing industry is so vast within the music industry, but then I go even more niche, right? And I don't like to use that word niche, and I tend to just not use words that are very popular in any industry for that matter. And it's not because I want to be an outsider or anything like that, but it's just that I think that people really misunderstand certain words sometimes, and a niche is nothing more than a specific section in a marketplace or a small piece of the marketplace, if that makes any sense. So for example, the music industry, and then that's a niche, right? But then a smaller niche would be the music industry. Inside the music industry would be the music licensing industry. And even niching down, that's where you hear a lot of that term, niching down, is the stock music licensing, which is an even smaller niche. So when it comes down to the fitness industry, it could be like, hey, just working out, work out at home or whatever. And if you want to niche down even more, it would be like, hey, how to work out at home for women over 40s. Okay, so right there, you're identifying your niche. So it's very specific, I know. But that's how we all start. And this is exactly what I'm doing with the music licensing. What I'm doing here on this brand, which is all about business, about online business, mindset and lifestyle, it's the same thing. So it's not about drop shipping. These episodes are not about Bitcoin. These are not about anything that has to do with online business, right? It's not an e-commerce. I'm not teaching you about anything that is online apart from productizing yourself, apart from getting your knowledge and building your brand around your expertise. So it's a very niche now. So when I say, hey, I'm in the online business world, then what exactly am I talking about? So it's really important for you to identify that and say, I am not talking about this. I am not about this. I am talking about this specific thing. So you can see very clearly that I'm giving you a couple of examples there on how to identify your skills, how I have identified my skills, and how I position myself in the marketplace or in the online world, if you feel more comfortable with that, which I think is better, right? How to present ourselves into the online world and say, hey, I do this, but I also do that. Okay, so when we talk about music industry or the music licensing, I must be able to go all in the rabbit hole and say, like, well, but in a nutshell, it's actually this, and it's not that other thing. The same goes for the online business. It's not that. It's about teaching what you know and monetizing your passion. So that's number one, identify your skills and expertise, all right? The knowledge that you have, the experience that you have, what are you good at, what do you know well, What experiences do you have that can benefit others? That's number one, identify your skills and expertise. Number two, define your target audience. Again, this is something that I get a little bit wind up about these terminologies, but I need to talk about them here with you because that's the lingo that we use in online business, in the online world, all right? And defining or identifying your target audience, your ideal customer, and who are they and what are their pain points. If you listen to other podcast episodes and if you, other podcasts out there, I should say, and you're going to hear this lingo, and that's why I need to speak this language with you. As much as I hate it or as much as I don't like it, I need to speak it with you so you can relate. So when you go off and listen to other podcasts and you listen to other people talking about this, you understand what I'm saying. But it's my job to actually present it to you in such a zen way or in such a simplified way that hopefully you don't get intimidated by this type of lingo. So define your target audience. It just pretty much just means who is this thing for, right? With the skills that you have. So for me, in my case, it was the music. And I thought that I had an idea of who my target audience was. I thought it was other stay-at-home dads, broke, you know, with no income, living in a foreign country. Little did I know that my target audience was more diverse than I thought. So this is why this as well has been changing a lot in the online business world. They're not talking so much about the ideal client or the ideal avatar. That's another term for you. They're talking about a community because now we know that the internet is so vast that people have different backgrounds and they live in different places. And I have experienced that for sure. Even with a music licensing, a brand, stockmusiclicensing.com, that by me selling coaching programs and my online courses about music licensing, I thought there were going to be other guys like me in my age group and even similar to me. And that was a mistake because I thought that was the truth, but that was not my target audience. My target audience was anybody that was had a passion for music licensing and wanted to do music licensing and stock music licensing more specifically, but they just didn't know how to do that. And I have met people from all different backgrounds, quite a lot of them. The only thing that we have in common is music and a passion for music, and they have connected with me through my content, my podcast episode. I have a podcast about stock music licensing called the Stock Music Licensing Podcast. Season one was over. Like a year ago or so, that's 100 episodes. And that's a brand for me, you know, and this is how I connected with people as well with my YouTube channel. But I have met people and I have clients and customers from all over the world, you know, people that are there in the 70s, 60s. You know, I have women, I have young people. I mean, it's just so vast that it's impossible for me to say that my perfect avatar is this person, right? And this kind of like market research, like what do they like? What type of TV shows do they look, do they watch? What type of books they're into? What kind of music they like to? What are their pain points? I mean, the pain points and in all of this lingo is a little bit more generic. So for example, for me, in terms of the music licensing, it would be like, well, they want to get into music licensing, but they just don't know how to because this is my pain point or that was my pain point when I got started. If I'm going to talk about the pain points here in this podcast, which is about business, the pain points will be, I don't know how to get started with business because those are the pain points that I had. I don't know how to get used to this lingo that seems intimidated, you know, marketing, funnels, sales page, you know, sales copy, email marketing, content creation, all of these things are very intimidating. And they could be something that a lot of people will find it difficult to to digest and to actually say, oh yeah, I'm into marketing now, right? I mean, even for me, as much as I love marketing, and I was doing marketing without me knowing that I was doing marketing, I was productizing myself before I even knew that this was a concept that, you know, it's a term, right? I quite recently discovered this by just studying other people that I follow online, like Naval, okay? Naval, he is one of the people who actually were talking about this concept of productizing yourself. If you don't know who Naval is, I'm going to leave it in the show notes as well. And Naval is an entrepreneur. It has nothing to do with music licensing, by the way, or anything. He's just an investor. But I'm always learning, and I'm always fascinated about stuff. Okay, I'm more than just a musician. Okay, I am more than just a composer. I'm more than just somebody who likes to do a podcast. All right. So my philosophy is that if I'm into something, if I love something, that means that somebody else likes it too, because we're very similar. We like to think of ourselves as this uniqueness, even though we are unique. Every human being is unique, but we're more similar than we would like to admit. And we have the same needs and wants, really. We all want to be happy, but what exactly does that mean? We all want to be in service of other people. We all want a roof over our heads. We all want, you know, shelter and comfort. We want to be, you know, known for something. Right? I'm not talking about fame here. I'm just talking about a contribution, whether that's in your family or in your community or, in this case, in the online world, right? I want to have something that somebody can go and check out that I have built, right? My YouTube channel, either it's about stock music. If you want to learn about stock music, I'm your guy, right? If you want to learn about online business, I'm your guy too. If you want to learn about certain things, this is what I know. These are my experiences. And, you know, I don't know if you are my target audience. All I know is that if you're listening to this, you are interested in this, and that's good enough for me. But that's number two. Define your target audience, whatever that means to you and whatever you feel like your target audience is. But the only way that you're going to find out about who your target audience is by putting yourself out there first, creating content in the form of a podcast, YouTube videos. But even that is not going to be enough, because when I really learned about my audience once when I did the launch of my first online course. And I just realized that the people who were buying my courses had more experience than me in the music licensing industry. And I know that this sounds weird, because I thought that I was going to just be teaching people that had no idea about this. But actually, I realized that there was a lot of people that are already involved in this industry way before I even got started. Okay, so it's very hard for you to understand this if you haven't been out there already by doing. So pretty much just take action. Create content around what you're passionate about, okay? And then you can connect with people online, create a course, create a program, teach somebody how to do what you do, and then you can learn about your target audience, okay? But because you're interested in something, that means that somebody else most likely is interested in that thing that you are interested as well, all right? And this is the reason why I do this. It's the only reason why I do this, is because I just love and have a passion for this, all right? Which brings me to the third step, which is package your expertise, all right? So once you know your skills and, let's say, quote-unquote, your target audience, right? you can package in the way of a product, like a training program or an online course, coaching programs. You know, it could be so many things, but ideally, an online course. Now, there's many ways to do this, and this is going to be an episode for talking about an online course and how you create an online course is for an episode on its own. And I have spoken about this. I've spoken about my first launch as somebody who had no idea how to create an online course, because I was like you at one point. I had no idea how to create an online course. I didn't know how to create slides. I didn't know how to, you know, package it up, upload it somewhere so somebody can log in and purchase my course. So I've been there. Right, so I've been there certainly, and I have learned a lot, you know, and I have fallen in love with this process of turning my knowledge into a product. Because one thing is to create a YouTube video about your expertise, and another thing is to create a product about that, and it's a package product, it's a digital product that costs you pretty much nothing but your effort and your love and passion for sharing your knowledge. So that's number three. Really. And, you know, there's many things to do when it comes down to packaging your product. If you've seen online courses out there, you can see that you can probably create something similar to what is already out there, all right? Which brings me to number four step, if you will, that you can follow on this podcast about how to productize yourself. And, you know, once you created an online course, you need to obviously sell it, okay? So, but what's the price? What's the value of that services? You know, when I got started and I saw what was out there, I decided that my course was going to be the best course out there in stock music licensing. And even though there were other courses about music licensing, there was no such a thing as a stock music licensing course. So it was very unique in that way, but it was not a $9 course, okay? It's not a Udemy course, right? It's not like these courses that you will find on cheap marketplaces that you can just download for a fiver or whatnot. This is a premium course. And a premium course is nothing more than, you know, like top shelf course, meaning that there is a lot of, not a lot of modules, but there is a lot of depth to it. But it's not just a half an hour course, okay? It's not a YouTube video. It's not an hour of a YouTube video explaining how to do something. So I priced my course for my industry or for my niche. It was quite high, but that's the value that my course has. And again, this is a topic for a different podcast episode, talking about pricing and psychology and how to not sell yourself short. And this is where personal development comes in hand with this conversation, because we tend to sell ourselves short. We tend to think that who, you know, like the imposter syndrome, who are we to sell something, right? Let alone what we know and our experience. But little do you know that people are willing to pay, you know, for your knowledge. Little do you know that people are willing to pay you. They just don't know that you're out there selling it. All right, and selling is another topic for another episode as well. A lot of people don't want to sell. And if you're a creative person, then you definitely don't want to sell. You definitely have a lot of, you know, baggages when it comes to selling. And I'm telling you this from somebody that is coming from a very artistic background as a musician, composer. And I have dealt with this myself. And this is something that I have taught not only musicians, but as well here in the online business world, on how to position yourself as an expert and how to price your products accordingly. Obviously, you have to know what people are charging in different industries. And depending on what industry you are, then you're going to be charging. Not overcharging. It's not about overcharging or overpricing your product. It's about knowing your value. And knowing that what you have is something that is really amazing. You have a product that you're proud of. If you don't feel proud about your online course to the point that you feel that you're doing a disservice to somebody else, if they don't enroll in it, then it's not an online course that you feel proud of promoting. So you have to feel really proud of the product that you have created and like, hey, this is the price. Yes, it's more expensive than competitors, but this is an amazing course. This is nothing like what is out there. Okay, so that's number four. Number five on the steps that you can follow on how to productize yourself is market your product or services, right? So marketing strategies. Again, the terminology and lingo that I don't like to use that much, but then we need to speak this lingo. This is part of the lingo here in the online business world. All right, like research your target audience, promote your products and services, all of this blah, 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 boring stuff. Okay, social media, email marketing, content marketing, blah, 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 blah. You're going to hear this everywhere. All right, it's boring. The way it worked for me is that I was doing this without knowing that these terms, that I was doing these things without, you know what I mean? Like, you can get fit without going to the gym. And you can be a fit person without even knowing about fitness. And you could be doing exercise without knowing that that's the name of that exercise. That's my point, all right? Does it hurt to know what the name of the exercise is? No, but it's more important to know about how to do it and that you're doing it, actually. So when it comes down to promoting, when it comes down to marketing yourself, this podcast episode is a way of marketing, right? Just by creating a podcast episode, I'm just broadcasting myself. By having my Forward Friday newsletter is a way of doing email marketing. Even though I might not be selling anything on those emails, right? I'm just marketing my products, my services. I'm proud, you know, I have a coaching program as we speak with this brand. I'm working on an online course about how to create your own online courses. I'm creating different products with this particular brand of the Creative Entrepreneurs, which is about online business and how can you productize yourself, right? But creating a podcast episode is a way of marketing. And, you know, you should definitely consider starting one yesterday. Because if you want to put yourself out there and build a business, then you need to create content. So I was creating YouTube videos and vlogs when I got started in music licensing with my YouTube channel. But I didn't know that that was what I was doing. I didn't know. I just, all I knew is that I'm creating YouTube videos. That's it. But, you know, it was content marketing. And this served me very well over the years because when I built the audience, I already had an audience, right? Because I was doing my content marketing, even though I was not selling anything at the time. I was just creating content. And then when I got a program, a course, then I had a small audience. So content marketing and sharing on social media, the whole lot. I'm not saying that you have to share your products online, like, hey, buy my product. I'm talking about creating content. Again, here on this podcast is a perfect example. I'm not selling anything. I'm just giving you certain call to actions that, for example, go to my Forward Friday. If you would like to keep in touch with me and be the first one to know, okay, about certain offers that I might have for certain, you know, programs. But beyond that, is the Forward Friday newsletter is about content, all right? But you're going to hear about this as well. Like if you want to be the first one to get the best deals or when I launch a product about this or a special offer, then obviously you definitely want to be on my email list. You definitely want to be consuming my newsletters on a week-to-week basis because I'm sharing more and I'm sharing in a different form, in a different format, which is a written format. It's a short email. And this is something that is beyond a podcast episode. It's beyond a YouTube video. Okay, so that's a way of marketing. So think of it like that in that way so you don't feel so uncomfortable with these terms and this lingo. And finally, okay, step number 6, refine your product or services. What the hell does that mean? Again, this podcast episode seems like it's a proper masterclass in terms of productizing yourself, right? So you have to refine your product. What do you mean by that? How can you improve your product? Well, let me tell you how I've done this, okay? So once you create an online course, the course is created and that's that. You can definitely get some feedback from clients or even testimonials. That will help a lot. But you can always update your online course. That's the beauty that once you upload it, you know, is there in the marketplace, you can sell it, but then you can update the content because it's videos or it could be a certain... I don't know, it could be a PDF or a slideshow as well. But these things can be updated. So it's not like a book that you write a book and you publish it and that's it, right? You have to wait for the next printout in order to fix the mistakes or update them after a certain period of time, depending on what type of book we're talking about. But what I want to say with always improving and refining your product and your services is that we're always learning. Like I've been mentioning here, I'm always learning. I'm always improving. I'm into stuff, okay? I love to create. I'm a creative person. I'm a creative being. So I'm always improving. I'm always learning. And the best way to put this in for you to understand is that, for example, when I created my first online course, that was my premium course. And it still is my premium course. It's my main product. High-end product, and I have added some bonuses over the years for sure. It's quite a big product now, all right? I have created separate products which are more niche. Again, there you go, the same lingo one more time. In different genres of music, for example, okay, like hip-hop and rock music or acoustic guitar music, how to produce this type of music. So I have created different courses that are a little bit more specific in certain things in the music licensing industry. And that's because there's so many things that I can talk about, right? There's so many things that we can dissect and go deeper into this knowledge that I have and that you have. You have the knowledge for something. You just need to dissect it, right? Again, if you're in the fitness industry, it could be like a full body workout. But if you really want to, you know, be more specific and you say like, hey, how to get a six pack abs for men over 50 or whatever, that's not a specific course. That's not a specific, program, because you need to be over 50 and you want to get a six pack abs. So it's not for everybody. Right? But it's a six pack abs course. It's a six pack program on how to get a six pack abs. And not only that, but it's for men over 50. So it's a very specific, you know, and that could be a product that you have in your fitness program, right? And your academy, Get Fit with Dan or whatever, you know, and then you have different products there. And one of them is that the other program, it could be how to run a marathon. If you know how to do that and you're a runner, you have a passion for running. So all of these things become part of your academy, a part of your knowledge, right? Of your business, of you productizing yourself. And the more you learn, the more you can put that out there. So for example, I've learned a lot of things along the way in the music industry. Again, let's go back to the music licensing industry. So I learned, for example, a new genre that I have no idea how is it made. I learned it. I become like the person that didn't know how to do it. I learned it. I make the thing. I succeed with it. And then I package it up and learn and teach that to somebody else. Right? And if you really want to become an expert in anything, or if you want to become better in your industry at what you do, then you teach. Because by teaching is how you become a true master of your craft. And I can talk from experience that my music and everything that I do when it comes to music and with business has become much better. And I'm becoming better because I'm teaching about this. Because not only I have to internalize the knowledge, but I have to help somebody else accomplish their, achieve them results, right? They have to accomplish their own goals and dreams with that, whether that's going to be the music or whether that's going to be with the business. So with the business, it's the same thing, right? As soon as I learned how to create an online course and reach a certain level of success, and people were asking me about, you know, can you help me create an online course? And how do you talk on camera? I see that you do it like this. How do you create a podcast? How do you build a brand around yourself? And that's how I decided to launch myself out there, right? And help others. But this is always in the making. This is always in the making. I'm literally reading five or six books on different topics. It could be philosophy, creativity. It could be about success, right? Success is a very important word in my vocabulary. I never grew up listening to this word. It was not something that it was, you know, tossed around in my household. Nobody said about being successful. They want you to be successful, but they don't really put a lot of effort into that word and what exactly does that mean. So for me, seeking knowledge and putting it out there and sharing it with the world is very important. I think a lot of people go online to get knowledge and they consume, right? They consume more than they produce online, which is one of my taglines, you know, never consume more than you produce. And to be more specific, create more than you consume online. But a lot of people get a lot of value from stuff online, right? Even from this type of podcast, but they don't put it out there. They don't put themselves out there and say, hey, I learned from this, from this person. Let me create my own thing and pass on that knowledge. They just consume and consume and consume, and they don't put it out there. So whenever I consume something and I learn about it, I feel this need to share it with you. And I feel this need to just put it out there. And hey, you can say that I'm building a business around that. You can say that I'm going to be monetizing about it. But that's the reality of it, you know? I'm not even thinking in terms of monetizing anything. I just feel interested in it, and I feel a passion for it, and I want to teach it. And yes, it will become a business. That's a byproduct of what I'm doing, right? You focus on exactly what your passion is, and then you become a business, you know? Because at the end of the day, the business is you. At the end of the day, I am the business, not Stock Music Licensing, right? It's not my brand about teaching about music licensing or the music. I'm more than just that. And I used to struggle a lot with this identities, like I'm just a composer, or I'm just a father, or I'm just a husband, I'm just a son. I'm just a member of the community. I'm everything. Nowadays, I get really pumped when I see people's bio online. And it says something like, you know, musician, filmmaker, actor, screenplayer, author, podcaster. I mean, this is what I am. I consider myself somebody that has so many talents and so many skills and you know, creativity. So I am like that. And hopefully you don't have to suffer from that either. Even though you want to be very specific with your knowledge in the beginning, once you step out of that, then you become somebody that is sharing that knowledge. And then eventually you will become a business owner and you will become a brand just because you are you. You are the brand, right? So Stock Music Licensing is me, and I can talk about it and I can do that. And but at the same time, I am more than that. I am somebody that is teaching about it. I'm somebody that is educating others. I build online businesses as well, and I'm always learning. I am becoming an author in the making. I'm writing my first book. And listen to the language that I'm using here. I'm writing my first book, which means there's a second book, right? And there's more. I want to be an author. And I'm thinking long term here. I'm thinking like, what am I passionate about? And I'm passionate about writing. That doesn't mean I'm going to quit music. That doesn't mean that I'm going to quit being a podcaster. I just want to create stuff, man, right? And I want to write. I want to become an author. Will it look cool in my bio? Of course it will, right? But I have to write first and I have to share it with the world. And then I can probably show you how I wrote my first book and how is my writing process and how I write, okay? And how the hell I became a writer in the first place? Right? Because this is something that a few years ago, I would have never ever thought that I would be talking about or even doing it, right? Anyways, I hope this podcast episode, my friend, finds you well. I hope you find inspiration here on this podcast episode on how to productize yourself. How can you build a business, right? I hope these steps will help you get a little bit of more clarity on how can you turn your skills into a business. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, follow us, share it, rate it, give us a review. It helps the podcast. And as always, here's to your success, and I'll see you in another episode, my friend.